Cameron Grant, what's your title at CDSAP?
Communications Manager.
Okay. So, first question. Did or does DSAB own and or operate the Empire Complex?
No, the Empire Complex is privately owned and it's managed, obviously, with its own superintendent. So while we have certainly support for the building and the evacuees, given the nature of our work, we, in fact, do not own the building itself.
Okay, so were any of those people placed there by DSAB?
We have some residents there that are on some of our housing programming, but not in its entirety, no.
Okay. How many people were affected by this fire?
We still don't have the official number. We're probably looking at over 100 people. There was about 80 units in there, which boasted just over 100 folks in that building.
Okay, good. What can DSAB do for them now, especially considering the shortage of affordable accommodations in Timmins?
You know, Bob, it's interesting you mentioned that because the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board has a couple programs and actually can support them, not only through our children's services, given, you know, the displacement of families who could have young children, but we also have our Ontario Works program, basically meaning that anybody under 65 could potentially qualify for going on Ontario Works, given this difficult time, to sort of bridge that gap while they need support. And then, of course, we do run the Cochrane Local Housing Corporation, which boasts a large stock of various types of housing. So we are the largest landlord in the Cochrane District. We, of course, understand and recognize that there is an affordable housing crisis, and a lack of stock, not just in the Cochrane area, but across Ontario. The good thing is that we're going to have housing support workers pay a visit to all of those evacuees who are currently being housed at the Bonaire or housed other locations, and get them processed through our housing department to get them into the system and hopefully get them rehoused.
Do you have any units that are available?
We're currently running an inventory of our stock. I mean, this crisis was sadly done over the weekend. We have a fairly good idea, but we do have stock, obviously, all over the Cochrane District. And so we're exploring other opportunities as well. But the important part is that we want to make sure that these residents get into something a little bit more permanent.
Is there a time limit on the Bonaire?
At this time, yes. I mean, obviously, the residents... mental health, their well-being, a safe and secure environment is highly prioritized. We are working with a bit of a timeline. It's a very healthy one. I don't have an exact number of days on that, but know that they do have as much time as they need at this time.
Okay, good.
We're obviously prioritizing that we're getting them out of there as quickly as possible. But again, there's nobody's going to be evicted.
Now, I got your release earlier today about how to donate to help them. What are their immediate needs, and do the collections that have already started, Saturday afternoon, do they help?
Most definitely. I mean, Bob, it's no surprise that Timmins remains the city with the heart of gold. The outpour of support and requests have been really heartening. And, obviously, in a crisis like this, it's so important that we address the immediate needs of the evacuees, make sure that we secure the situation, and then assess from that point onward. It did take the city and the DSAB, including our partners, a little bit of time, given the fact that it was done on a weekend, to get this plan in place. But we just released the official plan. It's a very good plan. Service Timmins will be accepting all monetary donations only. So don't be bringing any physical items there. And then, of course, there are other local partners and charities who have stepped up. And they do normally take in donations anyway, but have also said we will be accepting for the Empire residents as well.
Will all those details be on your website and or Facebook page?
They'll be disseminated in every conduit and way that I can think of. I know that the city's already posted it on their Facebook page. I've sent out the media release. And then, yes, it will be both up on the city's website as well as the DSAB's website for people looking for information. Bob, while I have you, I do want to take an opportunity to say that, listen, I know that sometimes people want to donate food items. Given the capacity in the community right now to prioritize the things that we are working on, we're going to rather, the city has indicated that they're going to prioritize a portion of the monetary funds to use that to purchase food in support of the victims. But just at this time, that we're asking for no food donations. We understand the kindness behind it, but we just don't have the means to manage that intake at this time.
Okay, anything you want to add?
I just encourage Timmins to continue being the residents of Timmins that they always have. It's always proven that not only just in regular day-to-day, but in challenging times, Northerners take after and look after themselves. So I'm so encouraged. Continue to keep doing the good work that you're doing, and know that the CD7 and the City of Timmins are here to support.